You may be in your car. You may be in an airplane. As you listen to this, you may be in a train. But with Public Knowledge, you'll always be in the know. That's right, this is our bi-monthly Public Knowledge Update, In the Know, for April 21st, 2005. Up first, copyright legislation clears Congress. Congress got on the copyright scoreboard earlier this week when the House cleared the Family Entertainment and Copyright Act. That's S-167 for those of you keeping score. The Senate passed the bill in February, so the bill goes to the White House for President Bush's signature. These are the mostly non-controversial items left over from last year's copyright debate. First among them, the Family Movie Act part, which would let companies provide DVD players to allow consumers to skip past objectionable sex, violence, or other content. Those supporting the bill, like the committee chairman from the Judiciary Committee, F. James Sensenbrenner Jr., said that the issue is one of allowing parents to have control over what their children see. Congressional friends of the entertainment industry, like Representative Howard Berman, said that while he wouldn't object to the bill overall, he didn't think that part of the bill would protect artistic integrity. There was also a provision allowing for it to become illegal to use a camcorder in a movie theater. And they put some report language in so that it wouldn't apply to people, say, using camcorders to make demonstrations in the Best Buy store. The most problematic part of the bill is one that would make it a criminal penalty to make such material available on a computer network. It's not really the computer network part that bothers us, but the precedent could be equating making available to distribution, which aren't technically the same thing. Secondly, WIPO development talks to be continued. Woohoo! When WIPO continues to talk, it's really not such a big deal, except in this case. At the last World Intellectual Property Organization meetings, which were held the week of April 11th in Geneva, a group of third world countries and public interest groups from the United States wanted to put on the agenda another proposal different from the ones that the U.S. and the copyright industry supported. They wanted to talk more about intellectual property protection in the sense of emerging technologies and allowing for innovation, as opposed to what the United States usually says. Normally, under these situations, such discussion would get swept under the rug, but this time the pressure was too great. WIPO decided that instead of just burying the issue, they'd have some more meetings on it so that the third world countries and their public interest groups live to talk another day. Those meetings will be held later in June on the 20th through 22nd and one for July. Third, well, the briefing finally ended in our broadcast flag case. The FCC and the MPAA got the last word at the U.S. Appeals Court. You might recall that the court had ordered a new round of briefs on whether we actually had standing to bring our case. In our brief, which we filed March 29th, we argued that the flag would cause harm, and we filed a bunch of affidavits listing specific harm to librarians, researchers, and others. In their replies, the FCC and the MPAA disputed that there'd be any harm, and with no harm, they said, we had no standing to bring the case. They said, basically, that we misinterpreted how their broadcast flag regime would be implemented. So that's the end of all the arguments. The next word will be the courts. And that decision could come out any time, but we expect it in the next couple of months. Now, let's go to CFP, Computers, Freedom, and Privacy, which was held last week in Seattle. PK Legal Director Mike Godwin was there. And what he noticed is that this one seemed to be focused more on privacy rather than issues like computers and freedom, which is what Computers, Freedom, and Privacy was supposed to be about. But next year, that focus could change as the conference moves from Washington to Washington, going from Seattle here to D.C. Mike will be on the programming committee for that, along with Frank Torres from Microsoft, so we expect more of the old computers and freedom issues to come to the fore. You can read more about this on Mike's blog, www.godwinslaw.org. And a couple of brief items. As part of its consideration of intellectual property issues, the House passed H.R. 683, the Trademark Dilution Revision Act of 2005. What's different about this law is that currently, if someone wants to sue for diluting a trademark, they have to prove some actual harm. This bill doesn't require that, only showing a likelihood that the trademark could have its value lost. And secondly, the House Telecom Subcommittee on April 20th held a hearing to learn about new internet protocol services offered by SBC and Verizon. Not surprisingly, SBC and Verizon wanted a light touch on regulation, while some of the people on the panel had a different view. The senior Democrat on the House Telecom Subcommittee, Representative Ed Markey, criticized SBC for rolling out the service only in wealthy neighborhoods and accused SBC of ignoring half of the households it serves. And finally, congrats to Alan Davidson from the Center of Democracy and Technology, who is going into the commercial space to open a Washington office for Google. Don't forget, you can always keep up with our RSS feeds, and for more information on these and other stories, check our website, www.publicknowledge.org. This is Art Brodsky. Thanks for listening.